From Clocher Valley in County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you join us as Gospel Minister the Reverend Peter McIntyre is here to let the Bible speak and preach Christ in all His fullness.
Good afternoon. Please stay tuned for the next 15 minutes as we come to look at the day when Jesus stopped the funeral. But before we come to that, here's Joy Boyd singing that great old song, Victory in Jesus. Today we're going to read some verses from the Gospel of Luke chapter 7. And it came to pass the day after that he went into a city called Nain, and many of his disciples went with him, and much people. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, he had compassion on her and said unto her, Weep not. And he came and touched the bier. And they that bare him stood still. And he said, Young man, I say unto thee, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there was great fear in all. And they glorified God, saying, The great prophet is risen among us. And that God hath visited his people. And this rumour of him went forth throughout all Judea, and throughout all the region round about. We know that God will bless the reading of his word to our hearts. There is no event which attracts such solemnity as a funeral. When the cortege makes its way through a street, the windows are blinded, children are brought indoors, the traffic slows. The sight of a hearse moving slowly down the road continues to awaken within us a sense of sympathy towards the bereaved and a consciousness of our own mortality. We need these moments. We must have the reminders along life's journey that one day the hearse will carry us, that this body will become the remains, and that the grave will be our final resting place. The thought of someone stepping forward to halt the cortege is unthinkable in any culture. But that is exactly what Jesus did. This stranger coming in from the country disrupted the solemn proceedings and prevented the funeral from reaching its natural conclusion. It was an unforgettable day for all who witnessed the event. I want to talk to you about the day that Jesus stopped the funeral. In the first place, we'll consider the natural consolation for those who mourn. This was a terrible occasion, it was a sad occasion, yet it became a triumphant occasion because the Lord caused this young man who was dead, who was being buried, to be raised again. And from the outset, I believe there are lessons here for those who mourn, and perhaps you mourn today. Perhaps you're troubled by the empty chair, by the lonely house. Just stop and listen to what I have to say. I think there's words of comfort here for you. There's a providence here at work. Jesus came at the very time when the funeral was coming out of the city. He planned the young man's death with precision and timed his own movements so that he would coincide with that funeral cortege at the appropriate time. He makes no mistakes. All things are subject to his providence. Our Heavenly Father plans all things. This is a comfort. Nothing is beyond his control. There is a purpose in his providence for everything that he plans for us. Even the times of darkness are as needful as the times of light. There is a providence, but there's also a pathos. We are told that this young man who was being buried was the only son of his mother. And she was a widow. This was a tragedy that could not have been much worse. This dear lady had buried her husband. Her son was close to her. He was her breadwinner. He was her support. He was also her comfort. And not only has she lost her dear husband, but now she has lost her darling son as well. It was very sad. We face very many sad occasions in this world and in life. And yet our Heavenly Father plans our lives in this way. He leads us into the dark valleys, as he said himself he would do in the Psalm 23. There is not only a providence and a pathos, but there is a pity. The Lord was there. Now this lady did not know the Lord was there in all of her grief. As the mourners assembled with her, and as she accompanied the bier carrying the young man's corpse, she was not aware of this stranger coming in from the country. He was just another figure, he was just another person, and yet he was the Lord of glory. In your grief, you may not feel the Lord to be with you. You may not even realize that he is with you. But yet you don't have to know the Lord to be there for the Lord to be there. You don't have to even feel his presence for the Lord to be there. Because the Lord says to his people, Lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the age. I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's bound by his word and by his promise. He's with us at all times, He is the man of sorrows. He is the one who came into this world to sorrow with us. And he sympathizes with us, and he's with you today. But there is also his power. Resurrection power is what makes the Christian life worth living. Some people say to me, when there is a tragedy, when there is a bereavement, this is a challenge for you and your position. Because here you are talking about God and talking about the gospel, and yet God has allowed this tragedy. He has allowed this young person to be taken. How do you reconcile your Christian faith with such events? And yet, it is my Christian faith that gives me the greatest of hope in the midst of such events. And I find this to be the case with people who lose, and who lose tragically in this world, and they are Christians. They cast their hope upon God because they have the hope of the resurrection. You see, we're all going down the valley one by one. Our days in this world are limited. We are finite people. Some may live 90 years, some may live 30, some may live 20, some may live less, but ultimately, in the greatest scheme of things, we're all here for a little time, and some of our times are just a little shorter than others. But every Christian has this great hope in the resurrection. And what the Lord did, he showed forth his resurrection power. He spoke to this young man. He commanded him to arise, and he did arise. And it was an astonishing spectacle for all who were present, because the funeral was stopped not only by this stranger who came in from the country, but the funeral was stopped because it was no longer necessary. No longer did this young man need to be buried, because he was actually alive, and we do not bury people that are living. We only bury the dead, but he was no longer dead. You see, what the Lord shows us here is that in the midst of life with all of its grief, we can have real hope because Jesus Christ makes the dead live. One day we are told that every tear will be wiped away. One day we are told that the consequences of the curse will be reversed. One day we are told that death will be no more, that we will live forever, that all those who are dead and who are in Christ will be raised again, and they will be given glorious bodies that will live forever in a place where there will be no hospitals and no sickness and no funerals and no undertakers and no graveyards, no pain and no tears. It'll be a glorious, glorious event. The coming again of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we're hoping for. That's what we're anticipating. That's what we have to live for in the midst of this world with all of its grief and sorrow. Are you trusting the Lord? Are you depending upon him? Are you relying upon him? Because he is our only hope. Jesus Christ is the one who has power over death. You remember that. O grave, where is thy victory? O death, where is thy sting? Tell me today, are you trusting the Lord? I would appeal to you to seek the Lord and find life and find rest in him. Next week we'll carry on and think of another lesson that we can learn from the day that Jesus stopped the funeral. I thank you so much for listening.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak. If we can be of any further spiritual help, or if you would like to receive some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. That's Let the Bible Speak, Reverend Peter McIntyre, 13 Willand Crescent, 5 Mile Town, County Tyrone, BT75OQL. You may hear Mr. McIntyre preach each Lord's Day here in Clocker Valley Free Presbyterian Church at 11:30 a.m. and 7 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8952-1611. 028-8952-1611. We assure you of a very warm welcome at all the services and look forward to having you visit with us. Thank you for listening today. May the Lord richly bless you, and don't forget to tune in on this same station at the same time next week, when once again we turn to the Scriptures and let the Bible speak.